2011 budget? Check. Now, what about that federal debt ceiling?
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we're out of the woods on a government shutdown for now after Friday's deal to cut $38 billion in federal spending for the rest of this fiscal year. Now we can all brace for a fight over the nation's debt ceiling, the legal limit on the amount of borrowing the federal government is allowed. We're expected to hit the ceiling as early as next month. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports.
Congressional Republicans want more curbs on federal spending before they agree to raise the federal government's official credit limit. At a meeting this weekend in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, on the future of the financial system, former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers says even talk about defaulting is hazardous.
The United States not meeting its debt obligations for even a single nanosecond is like a child playing with matches in a room full of dynamite.
Currently, the law says the government cannot borrow more than $14.25 trillion. If the debt ceiling isn't raised, the resulting uncertainty could drive up interest rates for government and consumers. Every few years, negotiations over the debt ceiling get down to the wire. The Treasury Department is working on a backup plan that could delay the moment of reckoning until early July. In Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
The New York Stock Exchange says it's rejecting a takeover bid by NASDAQ and the Intercontinental Exchange. Last week, NASDAQ offered $11.3 billion for the NYSE in hopes of beating a rival bid from the German Stock Exchange. For more on this, let's bring in Marketplace's Elisa Roth. She's live now from New York. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So what was wrong with the NASDAQ offer and why is the NYSE rejecting it?
Well, let's start with what's right about the proposed deal. As you said, NASDAQ is offering $11.3 billion for the NYSE. Back in February, the Deutsche Börse, the German stock exchange, offered $9.7 billion. Right. So this new offer would actually bring in a lot more money. But the NYSE's board says there are all kinds of problems with the offer. Now, the biggest concern being that antitrust regulators wouldn't let it go through. The other big problem is the NASDAQ deal proposes a lot of cost savings, mostly by cutting jobs. So the politicians here in New York would probably fight that deal pretty hard, too.
And where do negotiations go from here?
The NASDAQ bid really set off the official fight for the NYSE, and we can expect that to continue because this is really about the future of stock markets, you know, how stocks and other instruments are traded all over the world. But in the short run, this means the NASDAQ is going to have to convince the New York Stock Exchange's shareholders that they'll make out better with the NASDAQ deal. The other thing is the NYSE deal with the Deutsche Börse still has regulatory hurdles of its own to jump, you know, both here and in Europe. So even if the NYSE sticks with the original plan, it's not a done deal yet.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Thanks, Elisa.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down right now across Europe and Asia, about 0.6% lower in Paris. Corporate earnings season kicks off today with a quarterly report from the aluminum company Alcoa. The word global is likely to be pretty common this earnings season because a lot of U.S. corporate profits are still coming from overseas. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 29 points to finish the week at 12,380.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Oil is hovering around $112 a barrel today. Prices have jumped more than 30% since mid-February because of tensions in places like Libya. And those tensions aren't just affecting oil prices. As Christopher Worth reports, the lucrative Mediterranean bluefin tuna industry swims right through Libya.
The old seaside town of Sète is generally known in France as a charming fishing port. But it also harbors a few open secrets, namely Libyan-flagged tuna fishing vessels docked alongside its main canals.
Boat Gaddafi.
This boat is Gaddafi's, says fisherman Gambo Meraki. His boat is anchored next to two Libyan ships registered under a company believed to be controlled by the Gaddafi regime.
Fils de Gaddafi.
How these Libyan boats ended up here is an interesting story. Nearly a decade ago, French tuna fishermen in Sète are said to have begun selling their boats to Libyan companies as traditional stocks of bluefin dropped and Libya developed its own tuna industry. Miriam Potter is with the French environmental group Robin Dubois. She says Libya has become a black hole for the illegal fishing of endangered bluefin tuna, and that under the deals, the French ships may fly Libyan flags, but they're still operated by the same French fishermen who sold them.
What it does is it buys the French fishermen access to waters off the coast of Libya because it's a very rich spawning ground for bluefin tuna.
Environmental groups are calling on the French government to seize those Libyan ships. But when I met up with Jean-Vier Skinepico, he had a different story about who owns the boats. Skinepico's family has one of the largest tuna fishing operations in Sète. And when I found him, he was working on one of the several boats they operate with Libyan flags. Skinepico asked me to stop recording. Then he told my interpreter the boats had never actually been sold to the Libyans.
It's a kind of mutual agreement to tell the government that it's the Libyan boat. In fact, it belongs to them. And then they give money to the guy who is supposed to own the ship in Libya.
When I raised this with the French ministry in charge of fisheries, it said it doesn't track whether boats have actually been paid for. But those Libyan ships may not be fishing this year at all. The European Union has called for a suspension of Libya's rights to all bluefin tuna fishing. In Sète, southern France, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, U.S. Airways had a nice gift for its customers last week. 1,000 frequent flyer miles automatically deposited into their accounts for no reason. Generous, aren't they? Oh, wait. This morning, those same people got an email titled, Oops, U.S. Airways made a mistake and won't be giving anyone any miles. Interesting business model. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Fly fishermen everywhere are facing a dilemma. The feathers used for their flies are in high demand by girls who will pay anything to have them for their hair.
They were going on eBay for $100 to $150 a piece when the suggested retail price was like $36.
I'm Bob Moon. It's a feisty feather fight. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.